These pipes.
This pipe, instead of the water running over the outside levee, the water runs under. It's actually a drop pipe. The water falls into the pipe and then it goes out.
Oh, I see. Now, back in the old times, that they had problems with, say, water just... Well, I've heard tell that, say, the water would stay on the land longer, right? Yeah, like now, it drains off a lot more rapidly.
Oh, yeah, it certainly does, yeah.
Is that good or bad?
Well, it's good if you control it. It's bad if you don't control it.
Yeah.
If you dig a drainage ditch and you don't put some, we call them drop pipes, if you don't put a drop pipe, your land will wash about 5 times as fast as it used to.
Now, a place where, say, water would cut, as I was saying, a deep and narrow place around in the woods, do you ever see those? Do you have them around here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what would that be called? You know, it might be 10 feet across, some of them.
Mm-hmm.
It may, you know, on a flat land like this, it may not happen. It may happen more.
Yeah, but it happens here, too. There's some fresh words for it now. I can't call them.
Well, a gully?
A gully.
What was that? What would that be?
A gully would be something like coulée croche. Like a coulée. Yeah.
Huh.
But
okay.
Falling into that gully is where you're talking about the washout would be.
Yeah.
You could call that a lavage or a...
Now, just a small rise in the land is a...
A knoll.
Okay. Or you've heard people, when you open the door, you hang on to the door.
No.
Well, have you ever heard people call that, say, for rising the land?
No, I never heard them call it a knob.
Okay, well, higher than a knoll would be a, you don't have any.
The highest thing we have here, we might call a hill, but what we call a hill might be only a foot and a half rise in a 40-acre field.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a hill like you would call a hill.
Okay.
You would call a hill something you have to climb up to get up, but walking over here, you never notice you're going up a hill, unless it's a man-made hill.
Yeah. Now, the kind of roads you had here, you got a hard paved, hard road that would be almost like a white sidewalk, city sidewalk, white.
A hard surface road?
Yeah. You got like 190 there is not.
That's concrete.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, 190 is concrete.
I didn't know
that. The little road you came down to get over here, that's the blacktop.
But the road from Chatanyan, you told me it was dirt back in the old days.
Back in the old days, yeah. I can remember coming to town from the backside and it would be a gravel road.
Yeah. And it was, what was it like? Did you have a lot of...
A lot of dust.
Yeah.
It was either muddy or dusted. It was never in between.
Okay. And animals on the road?
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely, yeah.
There's still animals on the road.
There's still animals on the road in Chitanya.
And every farmer would have his own.
Milk cow. Well, actually, in the fall, after the crops were ended, turned loose just about all the animals.
Yeah.
They'd call it gleaning, you know, same as a gleaner. They had a French word for that too. Gland, G-L-E-A-N, I guess. Gland du clos. They'd let the animals go.
Yeah.
It was there was no stock law. In other words, people had the right to turn the animals loose.
Right.
In other words, if you had a big rice field, once you harvested your rice field, people would just turn their hogs loose and cattle, and they would just go.
The type of dog you had here. Y'all keep them, y'all keep the mean ones around here? Or?
Yeah, the dogs, that's one thing that since I've married a city girl, I've always tried to teach her. And just about every animal had a use. The people in town had a dog as a pet, like they'd have a chihuahua or a collie or maybe a poodle, something that was absolutely useless other than to pester you around the house. Well, on the farm, we never did have that. The dog was a working animal just like the horse was, or the cow would give milk. The dog had his job to do, too.
Okay. Now, the little dogs that you had around the farm, small,
no rat terriers and stuff like
yappy.
That?
Yappy. You have a name for them? Any type?
Oh.
Okay. Well, there was one dog out here around here that had a white eye. What did they call him?
A white eye?
Yeah.
You're not talking about a Catahoula?
Right.
Catahoula?
Mm-hmm. They called him a Catahoula.
Hog dog. Or cow dog.
Yeah.
But they would work animals.
Were they pretty mean? I mean, have you ever gotten...
Bit by a dog? Yeah. No. But they would let you know when you would drive up. Matter of fact, that we went to
like your dog did just now with me.
Yeah, he I don't think he's ever bitten anyone, but he lets me know every time somebody drives up.
Okay. Now, did you ever see folks would drive carts with a
oxen?
Yeah. Okay, if you had four of these hooked to a wagon, you said you had